Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations. Feeling a little overwhelmed by your emotions lately? Like you're caught in an emotional roller coaster with no off switch? You're definitely not alone. We live in a world that throws curveballs at us constantly, leaving us scrambling to keep up. But what if I told you there was a way to navigate those complex feelings without getting completely swept away? Trust me, it's possible. Today we're diving deep into how to handle those messy emotions, the good, the bad, and everything in between with grace and strength. Okay, let's get real for a second. Ever felt like your emotions were running the show? Like one minute you're on top of the world, and the next you're drowning in a sea of negativity? I know that feeling all too well. It's easy to get caught up in those emotional whirlwinds, especially when life throws us curveballs. But here's the thing, we don't have to let our emotions control us. So, what's the secret sauce? Well, it starts with understanding your attachment style. Are you an anxious, avoidant, or secure type? Knowing this can be a game changer because it helps you see patterns in your emotional reactions. Think of it like having a cheat sheet for your emotional world. Now, here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate those complex emotions without getting trapped. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. First things first, don't try to suppress or ignore your emotions. Seriously, bottling them up is like trying to hold a balloon full of water. Eventually, it's going to burst. Acknowledge what you're feeling, even if it's uncomfortable. Name it. Say it out loud. You might be surprised how powerful simply acknowledging those feelings can be. 2. Challenge your thoughts. Ever notice how our thoughts can fuel our emotions? If you're constantly thinking negative thoughts like, I can't handle this or this is going to be a disaster, it's no wonder you're feeling overwhelmed. Learn to challenge those negative thought patterns. Ask yourself, is this really true, or what evidence do I have to support this thought? 3. Practice self-compassion. This one is crucial. Be kind to yourself. You wouldn't be so harsh on a friend going through a tough time, so why treat yourself any differently? Remember, you're human, and it's okay to make mistakes and feel vulnerable sometimes. 4. Take breaks when needed. Don't try to power through everything. Sometimes the best thing you can do is step away from the situation and take a break. Go for a walk, listen to your favorite music, or do something that helps you relax and recharge. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. 5. Seek support when you need it. You don't have to go through this alone. Lean on friends, family, or therapists for support. Talking about your feelings can be incredibly helpful in processing them and finding healthy coping mechanisms. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work and things are just not going well. A big project is due, communication is breaking down, and everyone seems on edge. You feel that familiar knot of anxiety tightening in your chest. It's easy to get swept up in negativity, stop blaming yourself or others, and let those feelings spiral out of control. But hold on. Remember what we just talked about. Acknowledge those feelings. Maybe you whisper to yourself, okay, I'm feeling stressed and overwhelmed right now. Next, challenge those thoughts. Is everything really a disaster? Maybe there are some things you can control and focus on. And don't forget self-compassion. Remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes and it's okay to ask for help. Take a few deep breaths, step away for a quick walk, or chat with a trusted colleague about what's happening. By implementing these strategies, you can turn that stressful situation into an opportunity for growth and resilience. Remember, you have the power to choose how you respond to your emotions. So there you have it, 5 powerful takeaways to help you navigate those complex emotions without getting trapped. Acknowledge, challenge, be kind, take breaks, and seek support when needed. Remember, emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. Keep practicing these strategies, and you'll find yourself becoming more resilient, adaptable, and capable of handling life's challenges with grace and confidence. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you handle complex emotions? Share your tips and experiences in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can learn from each other. And don't forget to subscribe to Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations so you never miss an episode filled with empowering insights and practical tools for healing. See you tomorrow.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.